Super Bowl recap.
That's
this is
right.
The premium episode because I gotta guess who
find the.
So we gotta.
I need a little lunch. Riku.
We'll get there, man. We got one at. We got what do we got?
We're almost done.
59 minutes and 40 seconds. And then it's lunchtime.
And then I'll be able to figure out what the reads are for this week. I gotta see. I never learned how to do spreadsheets, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I got all kinds of fucked up columns. It looks like a tasteless rich person's house. My spreadsheets,
right?
Uh-huh.
Things all
tacky.
Over strewn
big,
about.
Big boxes
huge
over here.
Of money just
columns.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I get that.
Yeah, piles of cash unpaid that I just send a screenshot of this fucked up spreadsheet to companies. And I'm like, see this column titled, You Owe Me? Outstanding money you owe me.
Yeah.
It must be so annoying to work in like the HR department or... I guess what is not, it's not HR, like the accounting department of one of these these media companies.
Oh, yeah.
That has to deal with
me.
Has
to deal with, absolutely. Just people have podcasts.
And just podcast, be like, yeah, I'm the host of Two Drunk Wiggers, and we did
owing me $30,000.
We need this $30,000 now, because we said that your underwear makes us feel good.
Two Drunk Wiggers, huh?
Yeah. I'm gonna need that money right now.
Yeah, look, I ain't plurring with you.
I'm not plurring.
I ain't plurring with you. If we gonna have an urshoe, then we gonna have an urshoe. You know what I'm saying?
An urshoe.
If we gonna have an urshoe. I ain't sure. We can have an urshoe or we can have a curse shoe. You know what I'm saying? We can eat nuts together.
Yes.
We can break nuts.
We can break nuts.
We can
break nuts.
We can pop a squatty at the table and break nuts. Or we can have an urshoe. It's urshoes or curshoes. It's on you, my wigger. That's on you.
Yeah, they're like, please stop. Stop calling me that.
Stop sending us audio notes and emails. Stop sending fucking voice memos and emails. No, but I need you to know that I'm being real with you.
I ain't got time to type.
I ain't never learned no damn typing. And I ain't about to learn no damn typing. They make the computer hard to keep the street knowledge man away from the internet, because they know what's gonna happen if we get on there.
Computers is for jacking off.
We gonna be stacking bread, stacking peanuts, cashews, walnuts, almonds, legumes.
Oh shit!
Oh shit!
This man loves
macadamias.
That kind of shit.
Look, you want to bust nuts with me? We can sit down at the table. We can bust nuts together. You know what I'm saying? I ain't scared to bust nuts with my enemies. If you want to get Irvin with me, if you want to be in the clear where we in the nuts factory and we wearing our top hats.
You in the nuts factory now?
You in the nuts factory? Shit, I'm on that Robert Goulet Emerald Nuts tips.
I saw there was like a college kid. I don't know which team it was. They lost some games. It was a basketball team, and he was like, he was trolling, or he'd lost a bet or something. Because they asked him, like, what do you think went wrong? He was like, man, they just busted in our mouth. he was like, we had to swallow it up and keep going. He was just
how about like a special education school?
Uh-huh.
That plays like intramural sports against another special education school.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And they're down 100 points, so they give the ball to the kid who's in there because his dad beats him.
Yes.
Yeah, not because he's retarded.
Oh, yeah.
And they let him lose.
Uh-huh.
They let him be the one that loses the game.
Yeah, how does it feel?
Yeah.
You can't even beat these.
And then the kid gets home and his dad's like, heard you lost the game to a bunch of retards.
I love that it's the kind of dad that's that involved in his son's life, but that abusive.
I watch what happened.
Yeah.
You couldn't even beat a bunch of retards. Now they beat you, and now I'm going to beat you. Because if there's one thing I love, it's beating my son.
I was on a baseball team.
I love beating. I love beating my son up.
I was on a baseball team, and the coach's son... The coach was named Eddie, and the coach's son was named Eddie.
Nice.
And he was one of those dads, and we just like watch him hit his son.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And really? Like,
that was in the days where
Little League?
Where you could hit your son. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he those just days yell, were when we were yell, fucking kids.
He'd yell. No,
Adam,
no.
Adam
he
was
would,
in a fictional 1950s universe.
No. He would
that's
yell.
That's how
would,
it was back. You know, we had to buy a bottle of soda. All we had is we rubbed two pennies together, a bottle of pop.
Go to the soda jerk.
We'd go down to the soda jerk.
Yeah.
Drink some fizz, get
just
our
telling,
dick sucked.
Telling stories from his Archie childhood.
Yeah. I was a cheerleader. I was doing rah-rah siskumba in a long skirt.
I have a guy that's like getting into beating his son, and he's like, he's at work just like waiting to get home to beat his
yeah.
kid.
Yeah.
He's on the beating your son forums. Mm-hmm. He's like, I tried it yesterday. He was kind of, yeah. he got away from me. What mm-hmm. are your, what do you guys have any mm-hmm. tips? I feel like my son's particularly slippery.
But that same coach, the Usher song Nice and Slow was popular.
Mm-hmm.
So we were doing laps and we were singing it, me and a couple of the other kids on the team. And he's like, what the fuck are you guys singing? And we're like, oh, it's just a song on the radio. And he's like, you guys sound like a fucking bunch of faggots. He's like abusing us like yeah. he abused his son.
Well, in your case, he wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
Well, so that's it was an incredibly horny song that we were singing as a bunch of boys.
Yeah.
It must have been alarming to him.
He right? thought you guys were about to all fuck. They're like, Adam, will you stop sucking off the
Let
other players?
Let me take you to a place nice and quiet.
Adam says everyone was singing. No he was singing to all the other guys. He was singing Usher songs.
I just want to take it nice and slow. Now tell me what you want to do.
You'd be Adam I wanna... kiss Adam as a young boy kissing another young boy on the chest down to his little penis.
Well, they said that I could get out of the outfield finally.
I want to animate a Charmin commercial, but then like because we never see the Bears turn around, but yeah. just have it so that the Bears they have human ass cheeks.
I love that, the,
like yeah. shaved. Human
that would
ass
help
cheeks.
A lot because. That's where it starts to lose me.
Yeah.
A bear's not wiping his ass with a fucking paper.
No, yeah.
I need to see cheeks. I need to see how fucking soft paper.
I need something I can jack off to.
I don't want
to
jack off.
I want to jack off to some fat bear ass.
I want to see. Or, yes, they could shave the bear's ass.
Mm-hmm. There should be a toilet paper commercial with video vixens with huge asses.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just see them wiping them.
Their ass.
I want to see Megan the Stallion wiping her big ass.
I guess I.
They
guess
should
I would
sell
rather...
toilet paper with sex. Finally,
that is true. That's a good point. Adam.
We'll make a note of that for next Super Bowl.
It would be harder to wipe a giant ass, you know. It could the tag.
How about James
be...
and the giant ass? Mm-hmm. Yes. Big ass
he travels to America.
He travels to New York City in a big ass.
And
it's filled with bugs.
And a woman's huge ass. Yeah,
they're just eating pieces of the ass.
Yeah,
on the trip there,
eating some ass, eating some corn that the person is shitting out. Yeah. Now is it attached to a person?
There's a robotic black
no,
eye.
No, it's
in the
attached
ocean.
To a bunch of birds.
Like, what's up, Ma? I've been sort of a shark. It's a mechanical, just a Cadillac in the ocean.
Yeah. And he's like, "Let me holler at you.
Mm-hmm. We can break nuts. Let's break nuts. We can bust nuts together, or we can have Hershey's."
There's the mechanical dick that comes and fucks up the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Kills a bunch of the bugs and busts all inside of it.
James and the giant pair of tits.
Now I'm interested doubly so. I would love to star in that movie.
I ate a bit of a magical peach and it made the whole world turn into a big pair of tits.
You got you busy, Adam?
Yeah. I just got my friend sent me a headline. Lynchings in Congo as penis theft panic hits capital.
Hell yeah.
Police in Congo have arrested 13 suspected sorcerers accused of using black magic to steal or shrink men's penises.
Congo's
after a wave of
Congo's such a wild country.
After a wave of
can you imagine living panic in a country and like you can't even figure out what type of government they have yet because you're still not sure if like the gorillas or humans have won the war for the land. Like you live in America and you're like, we need socialism. It's like, well, we gotta figure out what's going on with the chimps first.
Yeah. We need to fortify the defenses against the chimpanzee army.
The capital was overrun because they thought it was filled with bananas.
Yeah. So that our new plan is to just put a bunch of bananas at sea.
Yeah.
And see if the monkeys will swim out.
Wait, so there's been a wave of panic and attempted lynchings triggered by the alleged witch trap. So vigilante mobs are trying to kill sorcerers for shrinking their penises.
And I understand that. And that's honestly, awesome, it should be punishable by death.
The police had to make arrests to protect them. That's incredible.
I can't believe those fucking pigs are on the side of the sorcerer shrinking good taxpayers' cocks.
Well, they're just trying to mediate.
I love that some guy.
You can't take
that
the
whole thing started
because
some woman called the guy's dick small. And he was like, it's not small. It was bigger yesterday.
There was a curse put on me.
It was bigger yesterday.
They have put a curse on my penis and made it smaller.
The witch doctor. She's like, can you just admit your dick is small? He's like, no, I will kill him.
Starring Don Cheadle in Hotel Small Penis. I promise you my dick was bigger than this. Nick Nolte being like,
I don't know. Nobody gives a shit. I don't small care. I don't mind. I should just pull it out and I'll suck it. I'm due back at the UN. If you hurry, I can suck it.
Hotel Small Penis. I never saw that movie.
Hotel Rwanda?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what would be a good double feature is Hotel Rwanda and The Last King of Scotland.
Mm.
Doing a little afternoon.
Shouts out to Edie, I mean.
Do a Saturday matinee.
Uh-huh. See two American actors do an African accent.
Yeah, Beatty off mean.
Beatty off mean.
Beatty off mean. And his fridge is full of penises.
Mm-hmm. He did awesome. Eat people.
He ate brains, right?
He ate his enemies.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah.
That fucking rocks.
Scotland style.
Scottish.
That's how they do. That's in the Haggis.
That's what. Damn it.
Who's the last king of Scotland?
That's
William
what
Wallace?
He thought Haggis was. What I was gonna say.
Did he name himself after Braveheart?
Yeah, he watched William Braveheart Wallace? And he was like, "This is awesome.
Yeah,
I am going to do this shit."
What did they? Don't they? I haven't seen Braveheart since I was like a kid. Doesn't they imply that William Wallace like fucked the Queen of England?
I don't remember.
I think that sounds right. Yeah. I haven't seen this since I was a little boy as well.
Mm-hmm. Back in the 50s.
Back in the 50s.
You had to rub two pennies together to get out of the Nickelodeon.
You saw it at the Nickelodeon.
Uh-huh.
4 minutes at a time. You had to come back every week for the new episode of fucking Braveheart.
Yeah.
I
don't remember it though. I remember they show their asses. I remember when
I
they
remember
pull
that.
Their kilts up.
I remember the
asses.
One guy calling dibs on that guy's wife's pussy.
Uh huh.
The Lord gets prima nocta. Just some fat guy with a mustache comes down and fucks your wife. Dude, I would be so pissed if that happened.
Yeah, just fucking Mel Gibson getting like pussy in a grove.
Yeah, I remember that too. That was pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Just that like native or like atavistic fantasy of getting grove pussy.
Oh, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's that. You want to talk about getting back to fucking your roots.
Yeah, from some bitch with stupid braid. You also have braids.
Mm-hmm.
And then they.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Your clothes just drop off of.
People, yes. You know? Yeah. Uh-huh. You're wearing like a loose shroud that falls off.
Mm-hmm. What were we laughing about when we were watching Highlander? Just the idea that he's been pretending to be gay for 400 years
to hide
from
the coven. Yeah. I've been shocking off men.
I've been for 1,000 years. I've been sucking off guys.
Oh, you really didn't have to do that.
I knew it was you, man.
I just wanted to kill you.
But wouldn't it?
But now
be, I was hiding as
now,
a gay man.
Now, if you kill me, everyone will think it's a hate crime.
I really don't give a fuck at all.
I didn't teach him that, by the way.
He offered to shock my
dick. He said, "You're Spanish, will you?" I hear they do it a little differently there. And I said, "No, it's just a name. I'm also Scottish."
But I will let you suck my cock.
But you can suck my cock.
Actually, I think what the scenario was that he was our boy. Fuck, what's his name?
McLeod.
No, the Scottish guy that died.
Oh, Connery.
Sean Connery was tricking him into sucking his dick.
Because
he told him it would hide him from the Kurgan.
Yeah, you have to suck me off. The Kurgan can't pick up on gay energy.
Oh, that was it. Yes,
yeah. And he's like, course.
Okay, I don't really want to.
I don't want to, but I'll do what I have to do.
And then the Kurgan comes.
Mortal Kombat!
And the Kurgan comes and finds him immediately. Mm-hmm. And he's like, whoa, I didn't know you were into gay shit.
Did you see Biden's bringing back fireside chats?
That's awesome.
Is he going to be by a fireplace?
Dude, somebody mentioned it on Twitter. And then all of these people are like, yes! And it's like,
when's the last time you listened to one?
Well, it's like, they're like, just like FDR did. It's like, is that how it works? I mean, why doesn't he just... Biden announces that he'll be confined to a wheelchair for the rest of his life. They're like, yes!
That's actually what they're warming us up for.
Right, yeah.
He's got a disease, just like FDR.
Just like FDR, the disabled president. That's what made him good, is that he was disabled.
Had nothing to do with the fucking New Deal.
Yeah.
You fucking dunces.
Well, the internment camps is what made him good.
Yeah, that was. I gotta give it to him.
We're gonna put all Japanese back in jail.
It's gonna be just like it.
When you open up a jail and you say only Japanese folks are going there, that's what they call having a good time. Mm-hmm. That's you round them all up and put them in there. We got Andrew Yang in jail.
George Takei.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's going back.
He's going back.
We're putting George Takei in a concentration camp. Come on, man. They said you can't put George Takei in a concentration camp. He's already been to space. And I said, what the hell do you think he was doing up there? Math? No, he's being gay. You're learning how to be gay instead of driving a spaceship. I've seen the show. We've all seen the show. We know he was being gay up there.
Biden, in a stunning fireside chat, announces plan to reopen the internment camps. A return to normalcy.
It's just nice.
We want
to go to brunch again.
We want a new deal. You got to make sure you don't get a Jew deal.
That's true.
You want to make sure I don't Jew deal the new deal.
That's absolutely correct, Joseph.
I will say, as a Jew, I can say this, the $1,400.
Well, you can suck my cock.
That reeks of a Jew deal.
Yeah. That is a Jew deal.
Yeah.
Listen, mm-hmm. Buster, we can bust nuts together.
We can either have
issues. We can have cashews.
America's first Whigger president, Joseph Robinette Biden.
We can have cashews.
Yeah. I said, well, how to do a fireside chat. I said, why don't we do a Whigger side chat?
We can bust nuts.
We can have cashews together, or we can have issues. I went up to the king of the Japanese and I said, listen here, dragon face. If you want my nuts, you can suck on them. Now, if you want to bust nuts together, that's a different story.
You can bust nuts if you want.
That's a different Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Shouts out to Robinette, man.
Mm-hmm.
The little Robinette.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, though, Adam. To go back to what you were saying earlier, it certainly does reek of, as your words, a Jew deal.
I'm going
to
qualify that as the stereotypical Jew deal.
The Republicans, who we respect and love, they're doing us down on a new deal. They're turning a green new deal into a black new deal. So we want a green new deal. We don't want a black new deal where it's second chance financing.
That's true.
78% APR.
Payday loans.
Yeah, get a layaway. Get a payday loan to buy a Lincoln Navigator. Use Lincoln Navigator with 380,000
miles on 22s.
Fuck, dude. I watched the fucking the Honeymooners and the Dick Van Dyke Show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's a little warm up for the Super Bowl.
I watched Ragtime last night.
What's that?
You ever see it?
No.
Yeah, it's from like 81.
Uh-huh. Is it about jazz?
No, it's about the black guy who plays the piano named Cole House, who like a bunch of Irish firefighters smear shit all over his car. And he
that's a nice setup for a movie. Wow.
Yeah, he demands that they fix his car, and they're like, no. So he starts, him and a bunch of other black guys start firebombing firehouses.
That's cool.
That rocks.
Put out
actually.
Your own fire, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you going to put the fire out when all the trucks are in there? That's genius.
We're burning the hoses.
James Cagney's last movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty tight.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, in the 80s?
Yeah, he took 20 years off from acting, and then he did that movie and then died.
Wow. Respect. How old was he? He had to be old as shit.
Yeah, he was,
I'm about to
old.
Watch that. I'm fuck with Cagney. He's got a weird, insane face.
Yeah.
I'm about to watch a bunch of old... Dude, I don't know what the fuck's going on with me. I really am starting to enjoy watching old shit, like black and white type shit. I don't know.
Well, some of them are good.
I know, but it's
always... You should do some Westerns. You should watch some John Fords.
Dude, you should watch the original 310 to Yuma. That movie's awesome.
Yeah.
I certainly might,
my
friends.
Darling Clementine,
did
I
you
just
see,
watched
did you
recently.
See, did you see 310 to Yuma, the remake?
I didn't.
So the original, like, the guy, the main... So it's a story about this guy that's just like a rancher out in the West.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's out with his boys or whatever, and they like, witness, like, a... Like a rob, like a stagecoach robbery.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they like, they have to, like, the townsfolk of they live kind of outside of the town. They arrest the head of the gang that did the stagecoach robbery, and so he has to like assist the sheriff with holding this guy prisoner until they can get him on the train to 310 to Yuma.
I see.
Before the gang can like spring him.
I see.
And the only reason the rancher does it in the original is because his wife like is sort of like, I don't know, you're like a pussy if you don't. Kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, well, what the fuck? You
yeah,
know?
Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah,
watch.
It's always.
And then
like
when
that,
they
huh?
remade it, they were like, well, that's misogynist. So they just made it that Christian Bale, who plays the guy in the new one, he was like a coward during the war.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so they took it. They
that
took
sounds
it,
misandrist to me.
Yeah, but they took it away from being the woman's fault, which it was in the original, which is what makes it...
Why it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's real. It's close to real life.
Yeah.
It is a woman's fault. I would have preferred if... I thought they were going to kill the woman.
Yeah, they should kill the woman.
That's because revenge... Nothing finer than revenge.
The Japanese came in and ruined 310 to Yuma.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good movie. And then they made it about being gay in space. They got that faggot Scott Bakula comes in.
Mr. Biden.
Yeah.
Mr. President?
Yes, fireside chats. That's what we need.
First of all, they said, I think I saw some of that shit too, and they said that Trump is the one who ended them. Which means every fucking president's been doing them, but no one gives a fuck ever.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck listens to that? Is it just for old people? Like, who's throwing on the fireside
what
chat?
What the fuck is a fireside chat? They broadcast it on the radio?
It's a radio address.
But, like, what? Who needs that?
It's what I'm
who
saying.
Who the fuck has a radio in their home?
Uh-huh.
Or like a fireplace.
90,
or a home.
90-year-old people.
We don't have any of those things.
Yeah, it's true.
That's true, bitch. Get Biden on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get Biden saying poggers.
Yeah.
Poggers? What the hell is that? I thought that was a shorter way of saying, you know, it's a song, Kanye and Jay-Z. I don't want to say it, but a couple of fellas went to Paris. I think you guys know what type of fellow we're talking about.
Catch the vibe.
Yeah, so it's when they're over there in Paris, you call them poggers.
He thinks the N-word changes by which city you're in.
They're over there, breaking nuts in Paris.
Yeah, they're over in Dubai. Doogers.
Doogers. I got a couple of Dubiggers over there in Dubai.
Poggers in Paris. Dubiggers in Dubai. Come on, man.
I don't want any Dubiggers in the restaurant. That's right, we gotta open up back all the restaurants. Well, who's coming in here? A bunch of Dubiggers.
Mr. President, please, I need you to focus. The fireside chat starts in 1 minute.
Yeah.
Stop saying the word dubigris.
Just read the paper.
Just read. Just listen to what's in your earpiece and repeat it.
How you doing? I've had too many hush puppies, and now I got a blood sugar issue. And I just want to say this. How come the black people in the set?
Technical difficulty.
Dude, it's so funny to watch videos of Biden from like even 10 years ago.
Yeah.
This man is
talking about
up.
Obama. He's real slick. He's a slick guy. Probably rode right in on a Cadillac. I bet he could get any pussy he wants. He should not be like that. That's why we had to lock him up for trying. Obama's the kind of guy that would marry the white daughter of the mayor. Parade her around town like a dog. Man, let him get away with it. Well spoken, beautiful. Look at the way the sweat beads off his hair. He's a smooth operator. Looks like morning dew. I bet. I'm sure he stinks. You know, you get close enough, it's probably not a pleasant smell, but he's got a hard worker, sort of a John Henry vibe to him. They call him the John Henry of the brain.
Oh, fuck. R.I.P. John Henry. A great guy. I can't believe he's the fucking locomotive. The steam engine beat him, dude. I'm still pissed about that one. I was honestly very sad when I read that in third grade.
Is it the train or is it something that drives railroad spikes?
It's railroad spikes, but with a steam engine.
Yeah,
he's a pretty diesel-ass motherfucker, though, to be even competing, if you ask me.
John Henry wasn't a real guy, though, right?
I know, but I'm saying the fictional death affected me greatly. Sometimes you see that a Twitter...
It was a sad story.
Yeah, what the fuck? They killed... The guy died? What the hell kind of fucking lesson are you teaching kids?
I thought that was a story about trains rule.
That's where we have our two differing points of view.
Sav believes in humankind.
I believe in human compassion.
Yeah, the triumph of the human.
That was the story about the power of trains. the real racists are machines and not white people.
And not white people.
Yeah, he was the best of all of those folk guys.
I mean, Paul Bunyan was cool.
Johnny Appleseed was just some fucking...
Because he was a giant.
He was big as shit. He had a big-ass blue ox.
And he had a blue ox.
Yeah. I would love a piece of blue ribeye,
The point of Johnny Appleseed? He just planted trees?
Fuck Johnny Appleseed. Yeah. His dick was small.
That's it?
They were so bad. Early Americans were so bad at telling stories.
Yeah. They were like, there was a guy, he planted trees.
There was one guy that was big. Right? There was one guy who planted trees, and there was just a regular black guy.
I mean, it's psychotic. It doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Well, yeah, are there any good American folk tales? I mean, are those the three?
Bugs Bunny
is pretty good
because he's gender fluid.
Yeah, he dresses up like a chick
and he tricks guys.
Yeah, yeah, he's a trap.
He's a trap.
What's up, Dubigger?
Dubigger.
What's up, Dubigger?
Is he in Dubai?
Be very quiet. I'm looking for a racist rabbit.
I'm looking for a rabbit that's really milking the Dubigger joke.
I'm trying to get a rabbit fired.
Elmer Fudd, the canceller.
He called me to Oswer. He said I talk like an Oswer.
Oh, fuck, dude. My guts is bubbling, dude. I had a nice big fucking sub yesterday.
Damn.
Did you have breakfast?
I haven't.
I had two tacos.
I haven't.
Oh, dos tacos.
I had dos tacos.
Do you go to a restaurant where you only get the amount of tacos of inches of my penis?
Yeah, I saw where that was going.
No, I'm asking you.
No, I don't.
No, you didn't. The bullet just went. I qualified.
You're in heaven right now. You've been killed by that.
I qualified what the thing was about those tacos. You're in heaven right now
getting railed out by a bunch of guys.
By Mickey Mantle. It's his heaven is to rape a young Jewish man.
In the Nickelodeon.
Well, I get tricked by Marilyn Monroe. She said if you get railed out by Mickey Mantle,
I'll give you some pussy,
but I'm actually in hell.
You're in your hell, but Mickey Mantle's heaven. That would be a really good way to trick people into being in hell. Make them think they're in heaven, and then bam, they're getting fucked up the ass. Unless they like that, in which case that's heaven for them.
That's their heaven.
I guess those guys would have to fuck a woman. That would be hell for them.
Just imagine a gay guy crying, fucking a woman.
That's what that's what Rent's about, right?
Yeah. They forced it to heterosexual.
I don't want to get any pussy today.
It's so funny to think that like gay guys are like, it hurt, physically pains them to see a pussy.
Yeah.
Just to have such a fucking lack of understanding of what it means to be a homosexual. Unlike me, who understands every kind of person due to my high empathy.
Yeah, you're you're an empath, I've been saying.
I'm a fucking empath, dude.
I was thinking, you know, they got Amazon.
Yep.
How about Goddamazon?
Goddamazon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's like penny loafers and
stuff for, yeah.
Bluetooth.
Yeah, those guys.
Oh, I was thinking it'd be pictures that would make them be like, goddamn.
Oh, yeah, that too.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Just a huge, like a stretch mark to ass of a 40-year-old woman.
I just have a picture on my phone. I can't find it. Like some like denim outfit with an airbrushed guy like licking a woman's pussy all over the back. Just like a denim jacket.
Dude.
It's a woman. Yeah, their pussy.
I need that, dude. Mm-hmm. I need to get married in that. Get married in a denim jacket of me, an airbrush design of me eating my soon-to-be wife's pussy.
To Ogre Fiona.
No.
Yeah, I'm getting that. To I'm getting an airbrush Fiona. Shirt of Stav eating Ogre Fiona's pussy.
Damn. Okay. You know what? I guess I wouldn't have a problem with fucking Ogre Fiona, but I wouldn't want to marry her.
She's so nasty, dude. Human Fiona's fine as hell.
She's not that nasty.
Ogre Fiona's gross, dude.
Not really.
Do you fuck with big women though? I don't think you do.
I fucked a few big women
back in
time.
The day when you had to.
I didn't ever had to. Okay,
you had to.
You
had
at
to.
Some points, I chose.
He went to,
went
to the pussy bank.
At some, sir.
This is all your credit can qualify for. You have a really bad credit
rating.
First of
all, I have fucked plenty of women of all shapes and sizes. Mm-hmm.
Now, by choice. Now that you're, you know, you can afford like a nice Honda Accord.
Yeah, it's true.
Nice $50,000 sedan. You're forgetting the days back when all you could afford was a school bus.
Yeah. Were there times where my choices were school bus?
Where you got late at night, the only way to get home was in a John Madden bus.
Sure.
Big female.
Nights I didn't want to walk, and I decided it's school bus.
You had to take the mega bus.
You had to take
back
the fucking
to Philadelphia.
China. Yeah.
I certainly do. I like a thick lady, and I feel like Ogre Fiona. You're not giving her credit for being thick.
I just don't like
she
that she's
tall.
Green, dude.
Well, now you're being racist. Now it's about skin color.
Mm-hmm. That movie is about all types of unholy
union. Now let me ask
union.
You this: do ogres' pussies smell even worse?
Yeah, probably.
But what if she's freshly showered? She's
green.
A princess.
Damn. It smells like a bag full of loose change.
The coolest part of that movie was that a male donkey fucked a female dragon.
Yes, for sure. But the point is, if Fiona doesn't smell bad.
Damn, I gotta watch Shrek because I don't know any. I don't have.
Well, there's an African American donkey.
First of all, you do have to watch Shrek. But second of all, Fiona, if she doesn't smell bad, she's not that bad. I would love to.
But she's so much finer at the
Fiona,
beginning.
It's
so
Piona. Piona.
You know what?
Piona.
Piona my face.
I want. That's good.
Thank you.
I want to look up Fiona right now. See if I would fuck her.
What's Smaug? Is that that's Lord of the Rings?
Smaug. Yeah, that's The Hobbit. The Destillation of Smaug.
It's a shame those movies suck because the Ralph Bakshi Hobbit was tight.
You know what? I might walk
really cool.
back my statement.
About what?
Yeah, Ogre Fiona's nasty.
Let me see.
And human Fiona's fine.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking they gave her bigger titties, but she doesn't even have fat titties.
Nah, she's
now,
just...
Now, if Ogre Fiona
she
had
looks like
big
she
titties,
follows Charlotte Clymer on Twitter.
Yeah.
Just constantly retweeting.
She looks like she tweets.
This.
Yeah,
she tweets in black woman voice.
And
yeah.
Her name on Twitter is Fiona Read the Mueller Report Ogre. Princess Read the Mueller Report Fiona.
Yeah.
Now I will say I just looked up Fiona, And there's some pictures of Fiona Apple, and let me say I would fuck her without
How about
a question.
Piona Apple? Piona my face.
Apple? Piona Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
We can pee on apples, girl.
We can have Hershey's. We can buzz nuts.
We can look. I can burst nuts. We can add Hershey's to Hershey's, baby.
I'm going to look up Fiona Shrek pornography and see if anyone's drawn her with big tits. Mm-hmm.
You know, she's not even that hot as a real woman.
Yeah, well, she's way better than the ogre version.
Yeah. She's hot. She
it's a massive downgrade for Shrek.
Now, see, right here, I don't know if you can see Adam. Something like this.
Okay.
Something
with
like
a
this,
with a pink human dick going into it.
With that's huge green titties.
You can really see.
I can figure that out.
You can really
no
see
problem.
Yourself.
I can really see myself. This would be no issue for me to fuck. Oh, yeah. We got a lot of stuff. Oh, now I found one where she has a dick, which I don't really understand.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. I want to see her with the dick. Wow, she's got a big old
she's
thing.
She's got a huge cock and big tits.
No, hold on. That's funny. I love the stance. Like the
yeah, the power
art,
stance.
The deviant art, like, cock stance. Yeah. With one hand on the hip.
Yeah.
And then kind of like the self-assured, like, real estate agent face.
Yes, absolutely.
With the dick
a
on.
A face that belongs on fucking park benches.
That is the power stance of DeviantArt.
Yeah.
Now, this I would have no problem with. This is basically just hot Fiona with a bigger ass, and they made her green. There's a lot of different versions of Shrek Fiona I would fuck.
Uh-huh.
My biggest issue is she would have to have big tits. IMO. Damn. This is just like a rendering of regular Fiona. With
regular
big,
Fiona
big
with
six
tits.
Now this I would absolutely love to fuck.
I'll go out on a limb and say that I would fuck her.
I would definitely fuck essentially a redheaded woman with
a redheaded woman with big ass titties.
Yeah, I would love that actually.
And maybe a tiara.
That would honestly be awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I guess to fucking. Anyway, whatever.
Well, what else is in the news, folks?
They remember when they got rid of Twinkies?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, years ago. And then people were like rushing to the store to buy Twinkies.
Oh, I do remember that, actually. Mm-hmm. I think I got swept up in that.
You want to talk about an indictment of capitalism?
Yes, sir.
That speaks volumes.
That speaks fucking volumes.
I'm listening.
It's intellectually dishonest to say that that doesn't speak volumes.
Thank you for saying that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It speaks volumes to the intellectual dishonesty of
capitalist ruling class.
Charles Marx.
Charles Marx.
Charles Marxley.
Charles is a good Charles Marx.
Charles
cool.
Barks.
Yeah.
Charles Marxley.
You know, good. Charles Marxley actually said that. I think you mean Karl Marx. I think you mean suck my dick.
Wait, I mean that? Like I'm telling you to suck my dick?
Shut
up!
Shut up! Just packing up a bunch of lunch bags and leaving. There's a bunch of zipper noises while your pants are falling down. Get out of here!
Get lost!
Get the fuck out of here and you're leaving.
You Leave!
Just get the fuck out of here!
Out!
Just get out! I'm gay! I'm not.
I'm fucking gay.
I'm fucking gay.
I'm fucking gay.
Are you okay?
Shut
fuck
you
up.
Fuck you. You're gay. I'm not gay.
I'm not gay.
Look, you just said Charles Marxley. Yeah, I don't care.
Then
you're
the moderator
gay.
At the DSA meeting is like, okay. Thank you for your time. Okay.
Your time is up.
Okay, thank you. And let's all have a respectful snapping of the fingers to signify we respect your expression.
I'm fucking gay. I'm gay. There's like eight guys doing that in the corner at a DSA meeting. They're like, put them in the corner.
Put them in the caucus. Put them in a caucus.
Put them in the gay retard caucus.
I can't even blurb this shit. I just joined this to get some purse. Just break her cheese and get purse.
I got Hershey's.
Now I got.
We got Hershey's. I was looking for my Hershey's.
We got types of Fergus. I don't even know. Yo, you ain't gonna believe this. They got a town called Ferguson, Missouri. Do you believe that? I guess that's where all the Fergus live.
Or the Fergus.
How you gonna have a turn named Ferguson? How you gonna have a damn turn named Ferguson?
I love this guy. I love this. It's not even any accent.
Yeah.
It's just Kershew, Urshew, and Ferguson are not even the same thing at all.
He heard one Nelly song.
Yeah.
I was real scared.
Damn. Didn't Nelly rape somebody?
Did he?
I feel like he got canceled before cancellation was a thing. He had like a very hot radio show.
Well, I recently saw Nelly on the boyfriend of the woman who cussed out LeBron at the Hawks game.
Mm.
So her like steroid,
yes, her roided out
70-year-old boyfriend. He paid Nelly to perform at New Year's for them this year, and he took a pic with Nelly, and he's like, "Thanks for coming through, Nelly."
that guy's been hating on LeBron for quite some time.
Yeah, LeBron called him old steroid ass.
Pretty good.
Pretty funny.
Damn, I want some Ladyfingers cookies.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, and a cigarette. A cup of coffee, some Ladyfingers, and like a 15-inch long cigarette.
Uh-huh. A Vogue.
Just smoking one cigarette for 2.5 hours.
Charmed.
Charmed, I'm sure.
I'm gay, I'm sure.
I'm gay.
Well, wouldn't you believe I'm devilishly gay? I've got the devil in me.
I gotta say, I watched an episode of Twilight Zone after the Dick Van Dyke Show. I was just on some local channel. It was not very good. I like a lot of the Twilight Zones, but some of them are just like...
Nah, there's only a handful that are actually
good. Yeah, most of them are bad, I agree.
Like, imagine a world where a man thought he left his car keys in his house, but actually, they're not there.
That's literally...
He didn't have a house.
Yeah. This was literally like, there's a woman has a clone.
Yeah.
And she gets on the bus instead of the woman.
Well, you know, also, it's like Rod Serling not only hosted that show, he wrote like almost every episode.
Yeah, he wrote it. This episode made no sense.
And the one where Captain Kirk is on a plane and he sees a monster on the wing.
Yeah,
that one's pretty good.
That one's awesome.
Yeah.
Didn't they redo that for a movie with John Lithgow?
I think they
fucked my ass.
There's a monster in my ass. There's a monster in my ass.
There's a monster in there and he's controlling me.
And the bitch from the show, Third Rock from the Sun, is here.
The Jane Cunt. What's her name?
The other one.
Stephanie.
Big ass lips that I jacked
off
to.
Stephanie Penis. They used to make me feel funny because
she was a male alien.
Yeah. And yeah. She would like talk like this, but she was. I kind of still wanted to get pussy on her.
I don't know what
she
is.
See, that lady is a big.
That's a queer icon.
I was going to say. That's the template for wanting to fuck. Honestly, no joke, that's a template for wanting to fuck Shrek Fiona.
Sally. I completely forgot that character was even on the show.
What's your name, Kristen?
Kristen Johnson.
Yes. Now, Kristen Johnson, if she lets herself go a little bit and paints herself green, that's Shrek Fiona. And I would fuck that. I would fuck that type of person. No, that's not her, is it? That's not her name.
That's Sally, yeah.
No, it's not.
On Third Rock from the Sun. This is who you want to fuck.
I'm saying that's the fucking blueprint. That's Christy Alley.
No. It's not Christy Alley.
Yeah, dude. I would fuck Kristen Johnson for sure. Painted green. That's because her face is kind of Shrek Fiona-like. When I was saying I would fuck Shrek Fiona, I was honestly just thinking of Kristen Johnson painted green.
Would you fuck my ass?
Yeah, I definitely jacked off to her as a child.
Put your penis in my fucking mouth. Put your penis in my ass.
I'm gonna suck your cock and kill myself afterwards.
If I had a gun, would you suck my penis and then kill yourself?
I would slit my own throat and then jump in front of the train. If I did some
gay, I don't want to be gay.
If I did some gay shit by accident.
I would kill myself immediately.
If I ever did some gay shit by accident,
I would kill myself.
I would kill myself. I would rather die than be gay at all.
I would, if I slipped up, you best believe I would put a gun in my mouth and wash the taste to come out with lead.
Oh, God damn, dude. I had no idea how racist Eric Clapton was.
Yeah,
dude.
It's a good thing we did that bit before.
I was looking, like, some shit popped up. I was like, Jesus Christ. He was saying, like, England should this, be for white
it
people?
It wasn't even, like, recently. It was in the 70s. Like, he was drunk on stage, and he's like, if you're Jamaican, get out of the... I don't want Jamaicans in my audience.
Well, it's an indigenous peoples movement, you know.
Mm-hmm. Of the native British.
Yeah.
Native
British. Britain for the Britons.
It is very funny that British people will, like, just have a somewhat claim that it's, like, a nativist or indigenous position when there's immigrants moving to Britain that speak English.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, why do you think they speak that language? Yeah. Why do you think everyone in the world has to speak your fucking
stupid-ass language?
All like these...
I could be speaking Navajo right now as an American.
So true.
I'm a wind talker.
Because the way I see it is I am an American, and I'm cursed with being white by European colonizers, but spiritually I am American. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would have been in a casino right now. I would still have a beard. I would have maintained the ability to grow a beard.
Yeah.
Unlike the rest of my native trash relatives.
Maybe I am Native American then.
Yeah.
They can't grow beards at all?
No.
Really?
No, yeah.
They can't.
I guess that's true.
And they all have alcoholism.
They don't know.
And diabetes.
You're being a fucking racist.
No, they have higher rates. Higher rates.
Generalizer, brother. All
right, that's what I am, dude.
You are. You're a fucked
CBS
up guy.
At 8 p.m., the generalizer.
How about the Entersayer bunny? It keeps saying it.
And saying it.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be the ad campaign.
No, because it's the battery. It keeps...
It's the battery.
Lasts a long time.
The battery keeps it going. Imagine a bunny wearing sunglasses. It's got a battery jammed into its back. The only way it can express its frustration is through racism.
Don, where are you going with this one?
Don, hurry up.
It's a racist bunny.
It says, honestly, that would honestly go off in the 50s.
It would go off in the 50s.
If you had a bunny that was saying the N-word, you would sell, like, a lot of gum in the 50s.
Yeah. What do black people even need batteries for? They used to be batteries.
That's true. That's a great point, Don.
We used to use them as batteries.
That is true.
Isn't that weird? And now they all got names like Duracell. And Panasonic. You ever notice that?
I haven't, Don.
You ever notice how black people used to be batteries?
Now they're named.
And now they're going around, they're like, hey, what's up, brother man? My name's lithium ion. My name's nickel metal hydride.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's a thing I've noticed. Anyways, Kodak. What do we got? Polaroids. That's what we're trying to sell here. Sorry.
It's okay. Take your time, Don.
All right. Who's the client today?
Summer's Eve Pussy Products.
Summer's Eve. What do they make?
Stop to flush out your cunt. Summer's Eve. That's what we're working on right now.
It's a douche.
Flush out your cunt with Summer's Eve.
Listen,
what do you think,
That's going to be disgusting no matter what. Yeah. So we don't even mention the product.
It's true. Okay.
We go to Summer's Eve. What does it make you think of? Probably a Nicholas Sparks movie.
Yeah.
So we have a farmer, and he's about to kiss his daughter on the lips. The sunset's coming through, breaking it up, and that's God saying that this is forbidden.
Yes.
He's keeping them apart.
Okay.
When then suddenly the tractor won't start. And they're going to starve in the winter. And the only way to fuel the tractor is with the fumes from the daughter's pussy.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Don.
And then so the in the commercial, we open, and we're already there. People will be with us because they understand the...
So to be clear, it opens with a man
daughter, and
opening
she's got
his
her pussy open.
Daughter's pussy into tractor. His tractor.
Yes. She's squeezing into the tractor's gas tank. And then it says Summer's Eve because your pussy can't do this. Because you can't do this with your pussy stink. Might as well clean it.
Because this is a fictional scenario that'll never happen.
Because
this
will never happen.
You should clean your pussy.
You should clean your pussy.
Because you can't use your pussy to power a tractor. You might as well clean it, you dumb bitch.
You dumb bitch. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I want to keep working out that black people battery thing.
Okay.
We got time to workshop.
We've got
yeah. We've got some time. I've said you just nailed that so effortlessly.
So let's go ahead and circle back to that. And what are some other names of batteries?
AA.
No, AA, African-American.
African-American.
Yeah. Now they used to be batteries, and they got battery names, and now they like to be called AA.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. That's good.
Like AA, AAA. What the hell is that? Asian African American.
Yep.
They're Blasians.
Blasians. Blasian batteries.
The best kind.
Can you imagine a Blasian? But yeah, just schizophrenic dying.
Can you imagine a Blasian
after
battery?
He takes a bunch of acid and fucking starts doing yoga?
Just opening the meeting up with, imagine a Blasian battery. Like, Don, what the fuck
are you... What are you talking about, Don?
Some guy told me he works for the CIA, and he made me drink out of a water bottle. This is the future, is bottled water. Don, that doesn't make any sense. No, they're going to desegregate the fountains, and we're going to have to figure out a way for white people to have their own water. And it's going to be bottled water.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Literally, yes.
I've looked into the future.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Literally, we're going to end segregation and then just quietly create a new version of segregation. Where all of the shit that was segregated now just either doesn't exist or has been replaced by something that implies mm-hmm. segregation.
That's right.
Like batteries for white people.
That's so true.
Rechargeable batteries. Lithium ion.
Yeah. There's Duracell. There's fucking,
Energizer,
I actually don't know.
Duracell, Panasonic.
The little circle ones you put in a watch.
Mm.
Toshiba.
Toshiba, sure. They make some batteries.
Yeah, they really is. They kind of got the battery guys.
I think that's it.
Market unlock. It's weird.
Sony doesn't make batteries.
Double A batteries were such like a... They were like ubiquitous.
You need, everywhere.
You're always
having
to put them in a flashlight or something.
Yep.
And now I can't even think of what I would need a battery for.
Remote control.
Rayovac.
That's a cool name.
Because
you'd think it's about a vacuum, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
That's a throwback name. Companies aren't named that anymore.
Yeah, it's
like today they would rebrand as RV or some bullshit. RVC. It's like, no, bitch, your name is Rayovac. If I could fuck your ass, I would kill myself and then come in your mouth.
Oh, this is cool. Check out this Energizer Bunny t-shirt.
That is cool, man. You should get it.
It keeps saying it and saying it and saying it.
You know, I got to hand it to that guy who came up with the bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah, the 90s advertising was, those guys knew what they were doing.
Yeah. They were iconic ads.
You had
yesterday at the Super Bowl.
They were
straight doo doo.
Dog.
Do you remember what year was it? What Super Bowl year was it where they had the Doritos guy parachute in? Was that 93?
I don't remember. All I remember of Super Bowl commercials is and twins.
That was sick. The frogs were sick.
Frogs rocked. With that, come on. With that is one of the best fucking commercials.
You know, one of my favorite commercials was the Collect commercial where it's
yes.
We had a baby eats a boy.
We had a baby eats a boy, yeah.
Right?
That's a good one.
Because he doesn't want to make a long distance call.
The Dell guy?
Dude, you're getting a
Dude,
Dell?
You're getting a Dell, and didn't that guy do like crystal meth or something?
No, he smoked weed.
Oh, shit.
That's it?
And then everyone made the joke, I thought weed was a gateway drug.
Oh, because of Gateway 2000. Yeah.
Also, the there's a lot of collect calls back in the day. Everyone loved collect calls.
You had the David Arquette C-A-L-L-A-T-T. The Carrot Top one.
Damn, dude. The Last of the Fucking Mohicans.
I remember there was a commercial where a guy was throwing pencils on the ceiling of his office.
What product?
I think it was Snickers, maybe. I forgot what it was. But then he threw it so hard that it went upstairs to the floor above him, and the guy was in a meeting, and the pencil went up his ass, and he stood up. And then all the Japanese that he was in the meeting with also stood up and started bowing.
I thought that
was a really funny commercial.
I love that commercial because it's both racist and there's something going in a man's ass.
Yeah.
In many ways,
sodomy.
In many ways, it's a forerunner to this very show.
Yeah, it's true. That was a pretty good ad.
The pencil goes up his ass. You were losing me. I'm not going to lie.
I think it was like a Snickers commercial or something. I forgot what it was.
That's awesome.
But yeah, really, when that pencil flew through the floor into the man's ass above him and then confused the Japanese. Can we bring that trope back to media and movies and
the
stuff?
The silent Japanese?
To say, oh, I have a big meeting with the Japanese?
That was everywhere. You're right. That's in every movie.
I love that. Yeah. We got the big meeting
coming
with the Japanese. That was the... Yeah.
I feel like Tim Allen had multiple meetings with Japanese
people. A lot
people.
Of family movies where the dad's stressed out about the meeting with the Japanese.
Yeah.
He's not spending enough time with the kids.
That is true. Why the fuck was that going on?
Because we were like afraid of, that was like the, they were China before China, you know, we were afraid of them taking over.
I guess that's
building,
true.
Building TVs as good as us.
They build them better.
Now they build them better.
It's not even a fucking question.
Now they build them better. I would never buy an American television.
I would.
I can't even think of one.
But I don't know that there is one.
I don't think there is one.
I can't find it.
Is there an American television?
What do you mean?
If I wanted to go buy a television, could I buy an American television?
Yeah, I mean...
There isn't an RCA anymore.
Is that American? So the American ones are Magnavox, RCA, General Electric.
And those don't exist. I mean, I guess maybe they do. Is Insignia American?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
That's a fucking that's a crying shame.
Yeah. We don't make damn TVs
in
this country no more.
We don't make a goddamn thing no more. We don't make anything in this
fucking
country.
I have a Chinese television. TCL.
Yep.
They do a fine job.
Yeah, I mean, America doesn't make anything anymore. We make content.
That's right. We are the new Magnavox.
It's true.
We
are the
RCA.
GM.
We're GM. We're GE and GM. That's right. This is what we create. It's nice being an American. It's nice being a driver of the U.S. economy.
General Suck Dick Trick.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Do 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 do. My dick is small. Do 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 do. My dick is small.
I can't find it. I can't find that. I could have sworn I remember seeing like a fucking an ad. Maybe it wasn't even during the Super Bowl, but it was like a New Year's.
I vaguely remember what
it was
you're
like a Doritos
about.
Commercial. Where a guy was skydiving, and then at the right before the halftime show, they had someone like parachute in.
He skydove out of the commercial
into real life.
That's so cool.
But
I vaguely remember what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I feel like it was a Doritos thing, but I just looked it up. I can't find it.
Uh huh.
But I don't. Was it the Super Bowl?
It might have not been the Super Bowl, but because it was when I was like. I was so young that I was starting to understand the concept of like an event or like a halftime show.
Yeah.
It's like these things that seemed like they had some kind of importance.
Yeah.
New Year's halftime shows, Fox primetime specials of wild police chases. I remember that Fox would be like, listen up, everybody. We're doing car crashes tonight. And I'd be like, Mom, I got to watch this.
Yeah.
It's a world premiere.
Yeah. This is going to be like a you remember where you were situation.
Evil Knievel's son is riding a motorcycle.
Oh, dude, those.
I remember
huge.
That.
Yeah.
Evil Knievel's son is going to jump like 12 school buses.
Yeah.
And we all have to watch.
We have to watch this guy get fucked up.
This world primetime event.
Yeah.
There was a lot of shit that was like right before the internet. TV was figuring it out.
Yeah.
And that's one of them, 100%. Like, it's so funny. What now is literally just a fucking...
David Blaine is the last guy who does it.
It was something that TV networks fucking hyped
you remember
for two
Real,
months
Real TV?
And spent $3 million on.
I used to love watching Real TV and was it like Max? What was that show called? They were the same premise.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yeah,
Max Extreme.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And it was just like fucking like boat accidents.
Yeah.
They're like, let's watch it again in slow mo.
Yeah.
And then shitty graphic that's like super slow mo. And it's just like frame by frame garbage.
It looks bad. Yeah.
Some guy's head being ripped off by a fucking speedboat.
The
Guinness Book of World Records TV show?
Of course, that was a fucking banger.
And
dude.
Ripley's as well.
Ripley's. Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Ripley suck on it or not?
Ripley my dick off.
Ripley's dude.
You know, I know the lizard guy.
Yes. From Austin.
Yeah.
What's he up to these days?
I don't know. He's a weird guy. He's just, I mean, it's not weird. It's weird that he's a lizard because otherwise he's just like.
He's pretty normal.
Oh, hey, how's it going? My name's Eric.
Yeah, you'd think a guy like that would be like, you know, some kind of sex fiend.
Yeah,
he'd
I don't play
like,
by society's rules.
I remember he started doing, he would do open mics in Austin. And he wasn't like bad, like he knew how to write a joke. He wasn't like bad at comedy, but it's like you're already a lizard.
Yeah.
You can't be a lizard and then also a comedian.
Yeah, you got to have an act that's so lizard specific if you're going to be a comedian.
Yeah.
Damn. Should I do some body mod?
Of course, dude. I think you should get massive plugs.
No. I have beautiful hair.
You should get like half inch diameter hairs, like Homer Simpson hairs. Just sewn into your scalp.
Just
the
go
zigzag.
Over.
Yeah, the zigzag and then the two Homer Simpson hairs.
I want a BBL, dude. I want to get ripped in my upper body and have the juiciest, fattest ass.
I want to get a Librette piercing.
What's that?
It's like right here.
Oh, those are horrible.
Like a white trash slut.
A Monroe piercing?
Monroe, yeah, that's pretty
bad. Should I get my septum pierced?
That'd be
cool with like a bone through it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And then just be like a Bushwick white guy skater bodega guy saying God bless you to old black people.
Yeah.
They just have a bone through
it. 100%. They would hate you so much.
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, let me get a chopped cheese. Yeah, God bless, brother. God bless.
I cannot stand those guys.
Those are the best guys of all time.
What's up? You're just kicking their fucking their Bart Simpson skateboard moves.
34 years old.
No, not even. They're all like 20. It's all like the fucking like the kids that moved to Bushwick to live in New York.
No, but that
skateboard.
God bless shit sticks around because those people don't, half of them don't move.
Yeah.
Half of them move back to whatever town, but the other half just become like the trash that wanders around.
I was by you. I was about your new apartment at the corner of, no. So, you know, I
at
walked
the
by
corner of happy
shop,
and healthy.
And there was some white guy giving money to a homeless guy. And he's like, yeah, God bless, man. God bless.
Oh, yeah, outside my apartment, yeah. God bless.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, Allahu Akbar, brother.
Which it's incredibly condescending because what white people mean when they say God bless to black people is I think you're so stupid that you believe in the God that I recognize as being irrational and fake.
Yep.
You might as well just be like, and this is from Santa Claus. Yeah.
Good luck with your God shit and being homeless.
Keep praying. I'll be praying for you.
Yeah, I'll be praying for you, brother. Good. God bless.
You'll be in my prayers.
Damn, you should become one of those guys, Nick.
I become one of them, but again, with a bone through my nose.
God bless. Ooga booga.
Ooga booga, man.
Ooga booga.
Just eating a giant piece of watermelon. I hear you, man. Hey, look, we all out here.
we out here.
We're all out here together, you know? With this virus
the
and stuff.
The human race.
We're all the human racality.
But I would appreciate it if you put a mask on and stayed 50 feet away from me. I'll give you a dollar. Just don't come within 8 feet of me.
I'll give you a dollar. I'm going to roll it up.
There are so many people, I'm sure, that are so happy that they're now allowed to tell people that they have to stay 6 feet away.
I saw real-life Chechens in my deli the other day.
Nice. Really?
Yeah, which you don't... I mean, you see them if you go down to Brighton, but you don't really see Caucasians very often.
Yeah.
It's jarring.
What do you mean?
Like Muslim white people.
Well, they're Muslims that are even more aggressive looking.
How'd you know they were Chechen, not Albanian?
They were speaking like Russian.
A lot of Albanians like that.
Or Dagestani.
Yeah, well, I mean, they could have been.
Yeah.
I mean, they were like... I'd say like Chechen's shorthand for they could have been anything.
That whole little fucking Slavic region over there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, they're not Slavs. They're... I guess they're Caucasian. I guess that...
Is Eldis Muslim?
No.
He's not.
He's Greek Orthodox.
Is that... Are they a minority in Albania? I thought Albania is mostly Muslim. Muslim. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Eldis is Orthodox. That's why the Greek people fucked with it. Yeah, Greek people like the fucking Christian civilized Albanians. Oh,
That's why you're allowed to be friends with him?
Yeah. Yeah. He was baptized in the church. They gave him the Greek name Eftichios, which means lucky.
Oh, lucky that he's not Muslim.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Eldis' Greek name is
Eldis
lucky.
Got claptized in the church.
Oh yeah, we sexed him in. He got baptized when he was like 8, dude. I think he was just like naked, just a full grown guy that could talk.
And clapped
getting his
him.
Dick fucking wait, dunked into the
wait. The, he was like 110 pounds.
Yeah, he's like a fat little kid. No, he was like 4 or something. He was telling me, but yeah.
All right.
They took all his clothes off.
Yeah.
All right.
Should we have time for lunch?
Should we have lunch?
Time to eat lunch.